has loved me, I have also loved you. Abide in my love. Ye shall keep my commandments, ye shall abide in my love, as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. I have spoken these things to you, that my joy may be in you, and that your joy be full. This is my commandment, that ye love one another, as I have loved you. No one is greater love than this, that one should lay down his life for his friends. Ye are my friends, if you practice whatever I command you. I call you no longer bondmen, for the bondman does not know what his master is doing. I have called you friends, for all things which I have heard of my Father, I have made known to you. Ye have not chosen me, but I have chosen you, and have said you that ye should go, that ye should bear fruit. Your fruit should abide. Whatsoever ye shall ask the Father in my name, he may give to you. These things I command you, that ye love one another. That's just another reference in Exodus. I was thinking of Exodus 33, verse 10. The people saw the pillar of cloud standing at the entrance of the tent, and all the people rose and worshipped every man at the entrance of his tent. And Jehovah spoke with Moses face to face, as a man speaks with his friend. And he returned to the camp, and his attendant, Joshua, the son of Nun, a young man, departed not within the tent. I was impressed in the weekend. We talked about being companions of the Lord, and conveyed to me this wonderful way the Lord spoke to his disciples about being his friends. And the scripture came, has come to mind in thinking it over. What we've read in John 15, because I think we see and can see some things that the Lord looks for as being his friend. There's no failure from his side. He's been a real friend to us. He's laid down his life for us. No greater love than this, that one should lay down his life for his friend. Often said when I read the scripture, the Lord laid down his life for us when we weren't his friends. But through his goodness, he's brought us to himself. We've been brought into a wonderful relationship of love through what he's done for us. Hence the reason he has exhortations here, as I have loved you, abide in my love. Abide in my love. One of the things that's impressed me right from a young person is being amongst the Lord's people is this wonderful love that is displayed towards this, being displayed towards me. Even I remember as a teenager being, was given a warning by a dear brother about something I was doing. I look back on that and appreciate it, because it was love towards me. And I think it's a wonderful thing to experience the love of the brethren. Use that expression, love that has been said amongst us by the Lord himself. He calls it here, my love. What is it now? Abide in my love. I think there's two sides to that. There's the side that we need to abide in what his love is for us. But I think we've to live in that same kind of love that marked Christ, that is to be seen with each one of us. It speaks about the Holy Spirit's service as shedding abroad the love of God in our hearts. And I always like to think of that as meaning two things. One, that we might appreciate the greater the love of God that's towards us. But I think it's to permeate us and be something that's to come out from us to one and another. And of course, in the Lord's case, I think he appreciated this circle of those that he'd got a link with. He could call them his friends. But look how the Lord showed his love to all he met with. And I think that's the broader side of things is the mark every one of us as being in closeness to the Lord Jesus Christ. He also says, if you shall keep my commandments. I think that's another challenge to us. You're my friends if you practice whatever I command you. And I think that's for some of the Lord's words that he said while he was here. Might be hard to hear. There were those who heard his words and said, this word is hard. And some of his, told them his disciples, some of his disciples went away backwards. I think that's an exercise to us. The Lord's words are very wise. You can't look at the scriptures and see the words that he used and think that any of them were unwise. They were so wise. Even when he corrected somebody or somebody brought a scenario to him that they thought would confound him, like, do we give tribute to Caesar or not? His answer was so wise. His answer was mingled with love. Oh, I feel challenged sometimes. I feel challenged a few times. I know in open air when I've had people that are very anti-Christian, that do I show some spirit of love in the way I answer the criticisms, the mockings, the arguing? Do I fall to the same level and get marked by what Satan would desire me to do? Can I convey love? Because that love has been shown to me. And I think as being in the presence of the Lord Jesus and in his company, the disciples, I think the disciples loved being in the company of the Lord Jesus. It wasn't just when they were afraid and the wind and the waves were there and they liked to. Think of the way they rejoiced when he came in after he was risen. They were filled with joy in their hearts. Wonderful, isn't it, to experience the Lord's presence amongst us? I just would love to appreciate these things more. The way the Lord makes himself precious to us. And the more we appreciate his love and appreciate his word, we would want to answer to it and appreciate this closeness. He says, I don't call you bondmen. They were servants. They were. He sent them out into the world. He says, you're going out as bondmen. We get that side in scripture, don't we? We were once bondmen to Satan, whether we thought of it that way or not, slaves to sin. We've been redeemed by the Lord Jesus Christ. And we're now those that belong to the Lord Jesus. It's a lovely thought, isn't it? Belong to the Lord Jesus. His possession. We're not our own. We've been bought with a price. These scriptures are wonderful, aren't they? The Lord wants us to be for his servants. Interesting that I was reading it down there and I finished. Interesting how it finished there, that ye should bear fruit and that your fruit should abide. This is the scripture we looked at, you know, when we thought earlier in the chapter about bearing fruit. I love the remark that was said that in verse 2 it says, not bearing fruit. Everyone bearing fruit. And verse later on, then it goes on to shall bring purging that they bring forth more fruit. And then down at verse 5, I and him, he bears much fruit. And then we had verse 16, bear fruit and that your fruit should abide. That's like a progression, isn't it? Wonderful to think that the company of the Lord. What is for his heart? I appreciated that. We often think fruit might be what we're doing for God, what we're doing for the Lord, as by way of perhaps outreach, by way of speaking to others, and by way of helping people, and all those sorts of things. And they're all the works that are important. Faith without works is dead. There's that aspect of it. I appreciated the thought that fruit for the Lord is a wonderful thing. Something that he can take complete pleasure in, joy in. We've been brought into a wonderful circle of the Lord. We often sing that lovely hymn, one of my favorites, I found a friend. Oh, such a friend. He's a friend to us. We can be a friend to him. One of the things that used to impress me about an old brother that I have a great affection for, he's with the Lord now, is when I used to listen to him praying. He spoke as if he was speaking to a friend. was it said of Moses? Jehovah spoke with Moses face to face, as a man speaks with his friend. I love that word. You know, I love that scripture. What a relationship we've been brought in. I just love to know something of that closeness of relationship with the Lord in a much greater way. It would take away all the fear that I otherwise carry, maybe the anger I carry at times, maybe the burdens I carry when he wants to carry them, and I don't release them to him. Perhaps I think I do, and yet I go on carrying them. The Lord's there. He's there on our behalf. He's before God on our behalf. Wonderful to appreciate it. Well, we have a wonderful friend. We've been brought into a wonderful circle of friendship. It's companions of Christ. May, as it's affected me, my share something that affect each one of us the more. To appreciate our calling, appreciate the place we've been brought into. It's not just we've been saved and we've got a lone place within the door. The Lord wants to bring us right into relationship with himself. And as I said in this section, he gave exhortations with it. Might we just be helped in those exhortations, ready to keep his word.